Welcome, welcome to the best 5 minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
As we continue our conversation with Deborah Mathey of Dutcher Crossing Winery, I mentioned to her how difficult it is to get wineries to come on a podcast and that she should be the voice of the wine association because of her passion and fervor for the wine industry. And I also ask her about the current generation that is cutting back on alcohol consumption, and she gave an answer like no one else. You've got to hear this. Here we go. Best 5 minute wine
podcast. It's going to take a village, and it's going to... I think the downfall is, like, there's some people that are my age and older that are a little nervous about podcasts and social media, and it's outside their comfort zone. So if they don't, and they don't realize the opportunities and how beneficial things are, it's not just print. And I'm surrounded by like younger generation. They're like, this is great. Let's do this. And so I'm learning from them not to be scared of the unknown and doing things that are not, we didn't grow up with podcasts. So it's a weird concept. And I think for the older generation, it's a weird concept to talk about yourself. That's not how we were raised. So I think the new generation is just going to get on board helping like my generation grow. But let's just be honest, the new generation, the younger generation, when life gets harder, they're going to start drinking. They may not be drinking right now, but they're going to start drinking.
That's funny. That's drop the mic moment right there. You're just looking at that Gen Z-er right in the eye and going, hey, when things get tough, you're going to start drinking. So knock it off with this alcohol-free stuff.
Yeah, it's probably a really bad marketing thing. But like the fact is, I didn't drink a lot when I was younger, Mom, because I could not afford it.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually they're going to appreciate some different things in life. And I don't drink alcohol, but I'm California sober. Like, alcohol's bad for you, but cannabis isn't. Like, so, like, you can't tell me you have absolutely clean living. So, like, life will evolve for them, and they may not drink wine, but they may drink some other alcoholic beverage. But people will find their way to wine. It wasn't my drink of choice at, 21, you evolve to understand what wine is.
Come on. Is there any other alcohol that you can partake that has health benefits?
No. I mean, I'm from Wisconsin, so I'm always going to promote brandy, which is a great product. But wine is about making memories. It's not about excessive consumption. You know, the alcohol industry has a bad rap. Like, many people just do not have this excessive consumption. Enjoying a glass of wine with your meal is not harmful, in my opinion. I don't have any scientific data to back that absolute, but you make a memory and you enjoy life, and your blood pressure drops because you're less stressed. So there's pros and cons to everything. You can find something to support and not support any subject in the world. Nothing is absolute black and white poo-poo you shouldn't do. You have to make sacrifices so that in 10 years from now, you have a little bit more opportunity to have some freedom. It just doesn't automatically happen. No. And you can't always live where you want, have the house you want, and have the job you want. Like, to have all three of those line up, I think very few people in the world have that.
So when you go to DutcherCrossingWinery.com, there's a red banner across the top. Well, can you tell me about that? That sounds so exciting.
Here at Dutcher Crossing, we do annual wine cruises with wine club members and family that want to join us. So next year, we are going to France. And I, unfortunately, am not going because it's actually a time my winemaker can sail with friends and family. And he's starting in Paris and going to Normandy. And we are joining forces with two other wineries, Amista and Fat Dragon. And, we're going to go have fun. Nick's going to go have fun. Everybody's going to have fun together, drink wine, learn about wine, make memories. And I have a scary feeling when Nick comes back, he's going to say, am I going on the next wine cruise? And he's not, because the next wine cruise is in 2027, where I'm leading people to Japan.
The Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please like and follow. Oh.